This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, January 27th, 2011. And the Rhinos head north to Rio Rancho, New Mexico this weekend to tangle with the unpredictable New Mexico Renegades. The Rhinos came off a three-game sweep over Tulsa last weekend. These guys are playing as though every game is a playoff game, and in many ways, these games are playoff games. And for more, we're on the phone with Rhinos D-man Jackson Dorsey, and a bit later, we'll be chatting with homegrown star Mike Rivera. Jackson, my opener, I mentioned you guys are playing every game as though it's playoff hockey. I hear you guys chirping about it around the rink all the time that you're treating it like playoff hockey. Why?
Well, you know, going through the first half of the season, we definitely had a couple rough patches, a couple bumps in the road, and we haven't won every three-game series we've played this year. And as we come down the stretch and once we get into the playoffs, we're going to have to win those three-game series when we get there. So we figure we might as well practice now, play every game like we need to win that series, and then we'll be ready when the time comes when its playoffs are actually happening. And the other thing is right now we're not in first place in the division, and we'd obviously like to be there. It's a tremendous advantage we have with the fan support we have here, so we'd really like to be playing on home ice come playoff time if possible.
You mentioned about those three-game series, yet you guys took one from Tulsa, and impressively, too, with the scores. How important was that?
You know, it was really important for our confidence level. We've had some personnel changes lately, and, you know, the first weekend back from break in Boulder didn't go exactly the way we wanted to, and having those three decisive wins over Tulsa definitely helped our confidence level and helped, you know, some new players get into our mentality and our systems, and so that was really big for us.
One thing you mentioned, very interesting at that, beating Boulder, and here you are. You are from the Colorado area, and the question is nearly one of those chants, how are you going to beat Boulder? And you guys are likely to be seeing them up the road. Your thought about that team, they're currently up there at top. What's it going to take?
You know, we just need, Coach keeps harping on that we need to do the little things right. You know, just chipping the puck out of the zone and making sure that we are taking care of our defensive zone assignments. That's something that we really did well last weekend against the Tulsa team, only allowing three goals on the weekend. So we really need to start in the D zone first, make sure we chip and bump, get out of the zone, and work on those little things. And obviously it's been really back and forth with us in Boulder this year. So every team that's had the home ice in the series has won their home series between us and them. So that's just all the more incentive that we have to take first place back and get home ice for the playoffs.
Yeah, you're talking about a team up in first place, but down at the bottom, but still very dangerous, New Mexico Renegades. So what about the team effort to make sure you just don't say, hey, They're in last place, and it's no sweat. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the main thing when we play a team like New Mexico is we need to keep running our systems, playing our same game. We don't want to get into bad habits. Sometimes, you know, people develop bad habits when we're playing a team that may not be quite as skilled as a team like Boulder. And we can't afford to do that with the season being so short. We need to continue to do the things that we do well against Tulsa or Boulder, or, you know, just go into it looking like this is a series that we need to win three games. We can't afford to drop any games to a New Mexico team if we want to take first place back.
And yourself taking a look in this league at this level, they call it aging out. You're there. This is your first season as well as your last in El Paso. What's in the future for Jackson Dorsey in terms of putting those skates on?
Well, you know, I definitely want to continue to play. I haven't decided 100% where I'm going to be next year. I know I'm going to be playing in college somewhere or another. I talked to a couple coaches at the D3 level at Showcase, but I'm not so sure that that's the road I want to take. I actually played college at the club level for University of Oregon for the last 2 years before I came here, actually. And I might want to pursue my education somewhere else rather than the D3 schools that I've offered, because my education is important to me. So I'm also considering going back to my home, Colorado, maybe playing for one of the programs there, either University of Colorado or Colorado State, but we'll see how it goes.
And we're on the phone now with El Paso Rhino center Mike Rivera. And Mike, what's different about your experience in El Paso hockey? You are truly hometown. So tell us a bit about your hockey history in El Paso, Texas.
I started playing in El Paso when I was about 9 or 10 years old. I actually started playing with Coach Herman, and I've known him since I was about 9 and played under his organization and the way he coaches the game, and grew up playing peewees, bantams, midgets. And then last year I got my opportunity after going through the training camps to practice with the Rhinos for most of the season, and Coach Herman gave me an opportunity to play in a couple games, and I did well. And this season I'm actually on the team and, you know, playing regular games now and trying to contribute.
And obviously you've been contributing, because a couple times you were voted star of the game, or one of the three stars. What was it like to skate out on the ice after the game? You got friends, you got family, and here you are, a star. What was that feeling about?
It's a real big feeling of accomplishment, knowing that all the hard work I put in when nobody's around really pays off, and then when everybody's there, I'm able to prove with all the hard work I've been putting in, and just feel really good about helping my team win.
And talking about things going well for you, as you said last year, and they put it in the hockey term, you had a cup of coffee with the team. Now you're back. You've come up post-school in Arizona. What was it like to make the jump to this level and know you have a good chance of staying right into the playoffs?
It was tough. I'm coming right back into the team right in the middle of the season. We're making our run, trying to get first seed, get into playoffs, get everything rolling again, and to get thrown in the mix when everybody's trying to find that level of comfort with each other and, you know, real team bonding and everything, was kind of hard. But I think I've began to fit in well with the team, and, you know, we're all starting to mesh and really come together now.
And you talk about a very interesting hockey history, but you mentioned earlier you've known the coach for many, many seasons, and this goes back before this level. As you take the ice, as you look around this building here in El Paso, what's it like to go from actually bottom up to top in a hockey organization? Your thoughts about that?
It's a little bit different than the rest of the guys. I mean, I know everybody that walks around the rink. I've been seeing them for as long as I can remember, and, you know, I've played with some of them, helped coach some of them. You know, some of the parents have seen me grow up, and I think it's just it's really nice to be, I think, for them to be able to see me, you know, where I am now, and just know that if you put in the hard work with Coach Herman, that it'll eventually pay off.
You talk about hard work, eventual payoff. The where from here question. You may not have been able to imagine you'd be here now looking back years ago, but looking down the road, Mike, where do you see yourself going in hockey?
To have a good junior hockey career, help contribute to the team, maybe win a Thorn Cup or a national championship, or probably both, and then eventually hopefully get a college scholarship and take what I've learned from Coach Herman to the college atmosphere.
That's Mike Rivera, Rhino center, along with Rhinos defenseman Jackson Dorsey. And fans planning ahead with Super Bowl week coming up. The Rhinos will be back home Thursday, February 3rd, Friday, February 4th, and Saturday, February 5th. They'll be hosting the Texas Junior Brahmas face-off each night, 7:30. Because we'll see you there. And keep one thought in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.